ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Papua New Guinea, where Parliament will convene today for the first time since the national elections. Incumbent Prime Minister James Marape's Pangu Party will form government after winning 36 of the 80 declared seats. It's not yet clear if James Marape will return as Prime Minister, but the election has been mired in controversy. The ABC's Bethany Harriman has been following the elections and joins me on the line now from Port Moresby. Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning, Jordan.
Bethany, take me through what we expect to play out in Parliament today.
Yep. So coalition government has been camping outside Port Moresby in a hotel, which is quite normal in Papua New Guinea, where they gather together, consolidate numbers, and they will move into Parliament around 10 a.m. today. The same with the opposition. The first meeting of the 11th Parliament will happen around 10 a.m. today, where MPs will vote for a Speaker and Prime Minister. The leading party with the most numbers declared is Pangu Party. They got the invitation to form government from the Governor General yesterday. James Marape is the parliamentary leader of the party and will be hopefully nominated for Prime Minister, but it is PNG politics, so we are bracing to see if there is going to be a plot twist in the 11th hour. The other contender is Peter O'Neill, who is the leader of the People's National Congress Party. There are also other smaller parties with smaller numbers, but lobbying has been going on behind the scenes, and we're just waiting to see what will happen.
And yeah, and as we have seen, you know, it's been a very long process, this whole voting period. You mentioned their former Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, who's the head of his party, as a contender. And talking about plot twists, last week he threw in a Supreme Court action about the voting period. You sort of never know what's going to happen. So how are people feeling on the ground there at the moment? What's the mood amongst the public about the fact that this is finally, they're finally going to have a parliament?
Yes, Jordan, it's certainly a Game of Thrones here in Papua New Guinea. The general public, there is a sense of relief that is all coming to an end, the elections, that is. But there is also concern about the conduct of the elections. Many commentators, as well as the public, have described it as, you know, one of the worst elections in the history of the country. That itself, you know, arguably will be proven later on by observers, international observers who were here. There was violence and numerous allegations of electoral fraud, inconsistencies in the electoral roll, and a lot of people are said to have missed out on voting. PNG has a long way to improve, especially when some of these issues were, as I said, pointed out in 2017 by observers. 2017 was the last election. It wasn't improved before this time around. The possibility of violence after the elections is highly likely when there is a lot of disagreement from candidates and their supporters on how this election was conducted. So security forces and authorities on the ground will have, in various provinces, will have a tremendous job ahead of maintaining law and order, Jordan.
And speaking about those sort of violent incidents, we saw a lot of that sort of happening around also in the Highlands area, as well as in the capital, Port Moresby. But in the Highlands, there are some constituencies where there has been no declared winner. Do we know what's likely to happen for the people in those constituencies and how that might play out?
This is where it gets interesting. There is supposed to be by-elections for places with disputes or ballot papers that couldn't be counted for extreme reasons, whether they are, you know, tampered with or destroyed. One of these places is Payala district, which is, you know, still outstanding. But there are some places that have already had winners declared. You know, the question was put to the Electoral Commissioner Simon Sinai about whether it would be a by-election or supplementary elections in press conferences. He says there will be a by-election, but all of those consistencies, well, there were three of them, and two of them were all three of them marred by violence and disputed ballot boxes. Two of them have recently had winners declared, Jordan.
And those two, forgive my pronunciation if I get it wrong, but is it Cubwom and Markham seeds?
Yes, Cubwom and Markham. They are in the Morobe province.
I understand there's been, public criticism and condemnation about these particular seats. What's so controversial about these two particular constituencies?
Yes, Jordan, it's getting bizarre here with these two constituencies in the Morobe province, where ballot papers were burnt in July. The election manager, Simon Soheke, said no counting could take place at the time when we spoke to him because there were essentially no papers to count. But late yesterday, the incumbent members of the two constituencies were declared by the Electoral Commissioner Simon Sinai. We contacted Mr. Soheke, but he replied saying it was confirmed the declarations did happen, and that the Electoral Commissioner will comment on the decision. Simon Sinai and the PNG Electoral Commission is yet to release a statement or answer our questions, Jordan.
Interesting, So still a bit of intrigue, I guess, with those two particular seats. Now, you were saying earlier, Bethany, that James Marape, leader of the Pangu Party that's currently leading, we obviously don't know if he'll come back as Prime Minister, but how do you think the public will feel about another 5 years of the Pangu Party leading the nation?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jordan. Pangu Party still has a lot of support. We can see that through the polls, even if there's a lot of inconsistencies. But James Marape and his coalition still have to prove to the people that they can bring the cost of living down, provide more employment, and provide basic infrastructure like roads and bridges. The country's health system was already struggling before COVID-19. Cancer facilities need to be built, medical supplies need to be delivered on time, and infrastructure improved. So people's needs remain the same. It's up to the government to meet those needs. Members of the coalition said they're giving James Marape another term to do the job. The people's position hasn't changed for the last 30 or so years. They still have the same needs that need to be met by any government of the day, whether it be James Marape or another, Jordan.
Yeah, very interesting to see. Whether or not, the new government will address those concerns, as you say, for many years, the public wanting the same things and calling for the same things. Bethany Harriman, thank you so much for joining me this morning and bringing us those updates, as you said, on the Game of Thrones situation, of course, with PNG politics.
Thank you, Jordan.